Kim, thanks very much. Hi, everybody. It's us, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder. Now, it would have been very easy in introducing our next guest to say that he's one of the stars of Community or The Soup and then play the theme songs of either Community or Soup, but we didn't do that. We went ultra subtle on you. Joel McHale joins us right now. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
And do you know what that theme is from, Joel?
No. Oh, that one that you just played?
Yes. You can win a prize, Joel, if you know it.
Phil, we're old.
Oh, I'm going to go with Lost.
No, it's not Lost. A great guess, though. McHale's Navy.
Oh, my gosh.
We went as...
You know what? My last name
is McHale. I know. We were going to play a Billy Joel song first and then McHale's Navy, but we didn't do that.
Oh,
and we didn't have time to edit them together.
Right.
That would have been perfect.
I have never heard either of those jokes. That is incredible.
I thought you'd enjoy those.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Well, it's volume.
It's magic.
The level that I am to expect when I come there to do comedy. I am...
Would you mind if we plug that? Would that upset you? Joel is coming to Zanies in St. Charles this upcoming Thursday for two shows, a 7 o'clock show and a 9:15 show. Zanies.com has all your ticket information. How are you? Both Wendy and I are huge fans of yours.
God bless Bill and Wendy. I'm well. It's only going to be 105 here in Los Angeles today, so I'm going to be I'm going to sleep in my refrigerator.
That's not good. You'll catch your death of cold, Joel. Don't do that.
Oh, I'll suffocate before that.
Are you a believer in dying for your art? Is that a huge thing to you?
That was just to keep cool. No, I would never. I would never die for my art.
No.
That seems there would be no way to get paid for that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, why would anyone do that?
Pass it on to my family, but then I wouldn't be enjoying it.
No, what do you get out of that?
Why would you do that? You know, someday I'll retire, maybe, if I start saving my money now. Why do I, you know, I want to use my own money.
Don't do it.
Yeah, now.
Right.
Right.
When I die, hopefully I will have spent the last dollar about 15 minutes before.
Sorry, kids.
A great sound plan.
Are you a good planner? Because you need to be in order to make that happen.
No, I hire people.
That's better.
I plan on hiring people at this point.
Perfect. Joel, I have to go back in time with you just a little bit. When Jon Stewart announced that he was leaving The Daily Show, everybody made a list up of who should be the next host of The Daily Show, and your name topped a lot of those people's lists. And then the story goes, and I need you to clear this up for us, the story goes they approached you or wanted to approach you, and you just said, I'm not smart enough for that job. Is that possible?
Well, part of that is right. And most of it's wrong. But what happened was, no, I was asked in an interview if I wanted that job, and I said, I'm not smart enough to do that job. So, I was never approached to host that show, because at the time I was on The Soup.
Right.
And they were very smart in not making an offer, because, again, not smart enough to do that job.
Well, it turned out pretty well for you because I loved you in The X-Files. We're both huge X-Files fans. So to see that come back with a reboot, you were great on that.
Oh, thank you. I couldn't believe it was happening. I felt like I had bid on an auction item. And, they said, and you will get to say the words Mulder and Scully out loud to Mulder and Scully on the set of the... I felt like it was some sort of weird fan fiction thing, and I couldn't...
You were a fan of the original?
The other thing, I can't believe they haven't done more.
I know. Well, what's happening with that? Because I
don't know. I guess talk to Fox. Because I know that Jillian and David wanted to do more, and I think Chris Carter did, I'm sure. But I guess when you get 55 million viewers on your re-airing, then that's a pass.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad. So you did, as Wendy pointed out.
Believe me, I would walk to Vancouver from here. Too.
Were you a fan of the original X-Files?
No, I'd never seen it. Yes, of course.
Well, you know, you're young. Some people haven't. This reboot helped. Like, I have a 13-year-old son who got way into it, and I said, I have all the episodes on VHS somewhere. If we have a VCR to play it, we can watch it.
Well, you can stream it now. You know, it's
all, I know.
Streaming. There's some of those episodes for a 13-year-old would be pretty disturbing.
Oh, yeah. Most of them. So yeah. What's the show? Like, if you went back to your childhood, other than X-Files, if they brought back this show or made it into a movie, what would be the one you just would have to take?
Probably McHale's Navy.
It would be McHale's Navy.
The way you open the interview,
definitely. Yes.
What show would I want to be turned into a movie?
With you in it. You have to be in it.
Zero.
Nothing?
No, it's rebooting a television show and turning it into a movie now. I don't know. That's a lot of landmines.
It's hard to do that, isn't it?
And it's like they've...
So I'm just going to go with Flipper.
Flipper?
That's kind of, or Sanford and Son. Those are the shows I loved as a kid.
Can I suggest a combination Flipper and Son? Would you be interested in that property?
As long as Billy Joel and the McHale's Navy theme composer would collaborate for the theme.
All right. Now, my next question is community-based. You were working alongside a Chevy Chase for a while. The man who invented Snarky, which you did well, you play Snarky very, very well. Was that interesting to work alongside the guy who kind of invented that attitude?
Well, I think you're wrong about who invented the Snarky attitude.
You did.
I didn't. He didn't. I think it was going back to the god of Snark.
Snark all the way back?
He's a Greek god. son of Zeus.
He was, right.
To work with Chevy was, I couldn't believe I was working with him because it was somebody that I admired so much for all his work. And I couldn't believe he was there in front of, doing the show.
Yeah.
And we got along pretty well. I mean, he's a little crazy, but I love him.
He is a little crazy, though, isn't he? You're not exaggerating. He is a little crazy.
Yeah, but if you're not crazy and a comic doing what he did in his early career, if you weren't half crazy, then he wouldn't have been as successful as he was. Because he was part of creating Saturday Night Live and the National Lampoon and things which reshaped comedy in America. Between Saturday Night Live and Monty Python and Mel Brooks, I mean, those guys redefined comedy for white people.
Throw SCTV in there, too.
Oh, I don't think so. Canadian.
No.
I don't understand.
Uh-oh. There's the Canadian bias we were told about. Joel, they warned us. Don't bring up Canada with Joel McHale.
I'm Canadian, so I'm allowed to say any of that. Yes, SCTV was terrific. I mean, it was... And then for also growing up, for me, Kids in the Hall was important shows. At the time, they were the best sketch comedy show on the air by a mile.
Yep. So good. Joel McHale is our guest. Joel's going to be performing at Zany's in St. Charles this upcoming Thursday. You got a 7 o'clock show and a 9:15 show. Visit zanys.com. All your ticket information is there. We'll come back and pick this up in just a little bit. It's Bill and Wendy along with Joel McHale on WGN.
I don't understand. Are we playing No Doubt because Gwen Stefani lived in Los Angeles and that's where Joel McHale lives? Is that our next little intro to him?
That's right.
That's a stretch.
Wendy.
Jeez.
I still blame Bill for most of this. But
come on, don't do that.
I didn't choose this. Hey, you were Joel McHale on the line with us. He's in town for Zany's, St. Charles Zany's, Thursday, July 21st, 7 and 9:15 p.m. You can get your tickets at zanys.com or we have a box office number, too, 630-524-0001. You were saying when we were talking X-Files, different material or bad material for a 13-year-old. How old are your kids?
11 and 8.
How is it being a dad? Is it, are boys, girls, one of each?
They got both sets of organs.
Oh, cool. That's excellent.
But I don't know if that's the correct way to put it.
What do you get them for their birthday, then?
You can get them anything.
They're very adaptable.
Anything you want. It's great. I mean, it's like...
They're always satisfied.
It's like before a baby shower, you already know the sex if you get it checked out. It's great. I got two boys, and we just moved. So in this one part above our garage, there was a big pile. I collect knives and swords. Yes, I'm weird.
Wow.
And they began making videos of them fighting with those swords, and they're razor sharp, and my wife texted me one of the videos and said, "You have to move these now." and that just warmed my heart because that's exactly what I did.
There's no way that'll end in disaster, Joel. That's impossible. You know that.
Sharpened swords have never hurt anyone.
Right, ever.
But so I want to ask you, I mean, do your boys fight? Because I have 13 and 17. They're both boys. And one minute they'll be doing Pokemon Go together and getting along and going out to lunch. And the next minute they're punching each other. Have you noticed that with boys?
No. They've never fought in their lives.
No. Nope.
Just stabbed each other with the knives.
Yeah, we keep them sedated most of the time. They're under heavy sedation. Just come and get your cough syrup. And that's how it is. No, the two boys, 8 and 11, no, they don't fight at all. Just, it's amazing.
They get along all the time.
Liar.
Joel, I want to ask you, it's a question I ask all of our guests. What is your most valuable sword? That's a standard question. What is your most valuable sword?
Oh, I have it's made by this company called Cold Steel. It's a samurai sword. it's made with a bunch of, they forge their own steel, and it's the sharpest thing you've ever touched, and it's beautifully made. That's probably my most valuable one.
It's in a case, a display case of some kind?
I keep it in a silk sock.
Oh.
it's really nice. See, they take all these old techniques, and with the way they can make them now, the swords and the blades are 100 times stronger or something, so...
And when did this collection start?
Coldsteel.com. They're great.
Did it start with like a fishing knife? You were born in Rome. Is that true? Were you skewering something?
No, everybody gets born in Rome loves fishing knives. And well put together, Wendy, again. Nailed it.
Yeah, I guess I didn't
talk
put that together. Yeah, wow.
Files like detective work.
Yeah, that's why I'm not at Zanies. You are.
It started out with a bayonet that my grandfather gave me, a World War I American bayonet, which I still have.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And yes, being from Italy has, again, edged weapons are obsessive.
Yes.
Everyone there just loves them. It's like pasta.
How do you think you cut the bread in Italy?
Right. They have to have very sharp swords to do that.
Absolutely. And your wife's on board with this. She's she puts up with
absolutely
this.
Absolutely
yeah,
not.
She loves
no,
it. She doesn't like it.
She hates it. She hates it.
See,
yeah,
Bill,
it's bad.
Bill collects toys,
you have to allow for some constant midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it started when I was 11 or 8.
Yeah. How many do you have? How many swords and knives do you have?
Probably 20 swords and, I don't know, 100 knives easily.
That's more than everyone I know put together, Joel. If you put everyone I know put together, they don't have that many.
Yeah, well, then that should be a warning.
It is a warning.
Yeah, don't go near the house because it's well protected.
Yes, I do a lot of dueling here.
Do you juggle? Can you juggle knives?
No, that's dumb.
That's where the line is drawn.
Not nearly as smart as leaving edged weapons just lying around.
Are you kidding? Of course. Joel, we have to ask you this, too. We were watching footage of you doing the correspondence dinner a couple of years ago. Talk about that. That's got to be kind of jaunting. All of a sudden, you got the president of the United States, and you're making fun of him, and he's right next to you. What was that like?
It was very, like, a normal day for me.
It was?
Just average day. Where you go and make fun of the most powerful person in the world.
Yeah.
It was wonderful and strange and terrifying, and I had nothing to compare it to. I don't think I'll ever be nervous again about anything. But it shows you that we live in the greatest country in the world, that you can stand up and ridicule its leader to his face.
Yeah.
And he laughs.
And you would not be put into a work camp or shot. I've talked to some reporters. They were like, yeah, that would totally happen in my country. If you said those things to your president, oh, yeah, you'd die.
It's the end.
But he has such a really good sense of humor, though, too.
He, no matter what your politics are, Obama is the best joke deliverer we've had in the modern era. I mean, obviously, Buchanan nailed it.
That guy was hysterical.
But no matter what your politics are, that guy knows how to deliver a joke.
And he's smooth over everything.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry, again, whether you like his politics or not, the guy knows how to run that office.
So when you're asked to do Kim Jong-un's correspondent dinner, do you think you'll do it, or will you pass on that?
Oh, I've done it twice.
Oh, you have? Yeah.
It's just a lot of praising and how amazing he is.
Not jokes, just praising.
Yeah, and then they blow a missile off, and then you eat some kimchi. It's wonderful. It's just a wonderful day.
Joel, it's so much fun to talk to you. Like I said, both Wendy and myself, huge fans of yours, and you're going to be in town this Thursday, Zanies in St. Charles. Two shows, a 7 o'clock show and a 9:15 show. Go to zanies.com for all the information.
Come to both shows.
Come to see them both.
See the same thing twice.
Why not?
But thank you for the interview and having me on. And Chicago is a magical place that I grew up going to, and I love it, so I can't wait to get there.
Well, part of our agreement to have you on is Wendy and I agreed to pick you up at the airport, so what time do you need us there?
4 o'clock.
All right.
We'll bring a silk sock for some of the weapons
for
you
the
might
swords.
Be traveling with.
Stop talking dirty.
Joel, thank you. Have a great time.
Thank you, you guys.
Take
Good
care.
To talk to you.
You
Thanks
too.
So much.
It's Joel McHale, everybody. Zanies St. Charles. Go to zanies.com and find your ticket information there. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we have a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Veronica, thanks very much. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and